Painter Rhonda Duray has been working on painting after painting, exploring her love for color, watching it unfurl in her studio and take on shapes and brushwork we haven't seen from her before. It's been blooming slowly across wood and canvas for months, and soon it will be time to share it when her solo show opens on Thursday, March 10th at the Art Ave Gallery. Today, my guest is painter Rhonda Duray. Welcome to State of the Arts, Rhonda.
Thanks. Thanks for inviting me.
So I must say, I met you via your artwork a long time ago, but I never knew you as a person, just your art. It was hanging in a salon that I would get my hair done at, and I would wonder, who is this woman? And then one day we actually met in person, and I don't know, I just thought you were always a painter. I mean, we all have jobs and everything,
yeah.
But...
Oh, that's great.
It's so nice to meet an artist via their work. Can I tell you what I gathered?
Sure.
I think these pieces were a few years back. There were lots of reds and black, and I thought that you liked wine because there's some labels in there. So I thought, this woman is fun. She's got to drink some wine to put them in her paintings.
Right.
And I don't know, it just classy wine-loving painter. I don't know. That's what I got from it.
Isn't that great?
I'm hanging out with this lady as I'm getting my hair done.
You know, it's so funny. Well, I do a lot of collage in my work. And some of those labels, yes, are mine. some of the things in my work come from other people who are fans or friends.
Do they say, hey, here.
Who send me things. You know, I've received some of the most interesting things. In this new series, you're going to see a lot softer colors. And it's springtime. So, you know, that's part of the rebirth of the earth. That's a little bit in there too. But one of the interesting things in one of these pieces, people keep asking me what it is. It looks like a calendar. And it's actually a freshening chart for a dairy cow farm.
Huh.
So people,
a gift from someone? Or
yeah, people send me things that, you know, that those things are, I take them to be all about lives really other than my own. There's so much going on in the world that we don't see every day, and these paintings are sort of a little bit of a reminder, especially the series Where Things Bloom. It's a little bit of a reminder of us to think about things other than our everyday lives.
Well, it's true. I mean, in the scheme of things, we're these little dots, right? And there's a whole universe around us.
Right.
And if we don't ever take the time to realize that, then you're just kind of stuck in the little race. And there's so much beauty out there.
Yeah, there is. There's a little intro to that series where I quoted Renoir, who said, there are enough ugly things in life for us not to add to them.
Right.
So why shouldn't art be beautiful? And honestly, the thinking in that series, I hope that there are some little descriptions there that you'll see as the paintings are hanging. And I hope that it helps people think a little bit differently. You know, all of us visual artists sometimes get jealous of musicians because they can make your physiology change by creating a different tempo or a different mood. And for paintings, we sort of hope that people will take away some of a different emotion. I know one of these pieces makes me think because it's named after an island in Greece. And I think, you know, all day while I've been working, filling up my car with gas, running errands, doing the things we do every day, the sun fell next to this island and lit that water a beautiful color of green. So things happen that are wonderful and we don't see them.
Just got to take the time to actually look.
Right.
So you were talking about being jealous of musicians, but I think it's because they can see the reaction. But I think people have those reactions to visual arts. You just probably don't see them immediately.
We're not
always paintings
there.
You're not with all of your paintings, and there's a lot of them.
We're not always there. And we live with them for months while we're making them, and it's time to send them out into the world. And
do you ever have that separation anxiety? I know a lot of artists that work in studios in particular have a hard time kind of letting their babies go.
Yes. Yeah, I had a friend over who helped me photograph all the work last weekend, and I was, you know, lining it up for him, and it was a little bit like, oh, this may not come back. You know, you feel a little tug, yes.
And yet that's the whole goal, right?
That's the whole goal. You want someone to take that home and enjoy it, and you want that piece to be such that if they moved it out of their space, they wouldn't miss it, that it means something to them. It's not all mine.
Well, no, and I mean, that's, I know it's hard to get them out there, but everything has its purpose.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you acquire a piece of art, or anyway, when I do it, it speaks to me. And I say, you got to live with me. Come on home.
That's
you know?
Right. That's right.
So maybe that's how you should think of it. If even though you're not a musician that can immediately see that, the moment one of your babies goes home, that should be your prize.
It is a good thing. And I love when people will tell you things like, you know, I see all this hanging and it makes me feel so calm, but full of energy at the same time. You know, when people give me feedback like that, it's a wonderful thing.
And when is your painting time? I mean, you know, we all have our 9-to-5s, but when do you find your time to focus on your
art? Well, I try to work in the evening, but really the weekend is a big time for me. I like to work when it's daylight, and so that's kind of precious. You know,
yes.
We all don't have, especially in the wintertime, you're kind of struggling for that daylight. And I have lighting in there, though, so it helps me keep going.
So were you painting about spring in the dark?
I was.
Ah! this was more about thinking into the future,
right,
getting yourself into that space.
Well, you know, I read a really great book by Austin Kleon called Steal Like an Artist. And in it, he talks about, as artists, we can create our own family tree.
Uh-huh.
And who is it that inspired us is an easy way to think of it. But there's kind of a larger connection, too. One of the people that inspired me always was Gustav Klimt, and he can convey things in just little points of paint.
And the shine and the
and
gold.
The gold, yes.
And
you'll
the
see
women.
Gold. Yes.
Well, you're notorious for gold.
You'll see it again.
Which I'm a fan of. No,
yeah.
This is it's a good thing. I absolutely love it. The gold, and back to those items, you know, because it's kind of like you're saying, you know, we go through lives. We are surrounded by beautiful things constantly, but whether or not we actually look at them or see them is another thing.
Right. Or think of lives beyond
are.
Our own.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. And here we are. One little object, one little piece of collage in your painting can do that.
Right. Yeah. Here's a check someone wrote in 1908. Who was that person?
What were they buying?
What were they buying? And I think it's healthy for us all to think beyond our little scope.
So do you create those stories around your painting?
Some of them are very real, actually. I had used a piece before. Long story short, I found a friend of the owner.
Really? Based on the piece?
Yes. It was a piece that hung in the Museum of Art for Artists on Art. And I sent a press release to the hometown of this, where this piece of paper came from. And his best friend stepped forward and said he's passed on, but he was the nicest guy and he'd be so thrilled to know that.
How this, amazing.
I know, right?
What was the piece of?
It was a check. It was a check written on the Cackley, Kansas State Bank. By Mr. Harold T. Nelson, and I feel like Harold T. Nelson is my friend now.
He is your friend, and he lives forever in your painting.
Right.
Any other fun stories like that?
Oh, gosh. People send me things that are great. Like, there's a piece in here named after a Greek island, and I have a painter friend in Scotland who was visiting there. And he knows some of them are just take it upon themselves to collect things for me.
Of course.
And he ran through this alley and ripped all the funeral notices off the wall. He was pretty sure the priest was coming after him. But he ripped them down and he sent them to me. And I found the last of them when I was working on this series. And they are in a piece called Naxos.
How beautiful.
Yeah.
So it's time for spring, and you've got a show. Tell us about your show.
Well, Kimberly Vanacek and I have been putting it together. We're going to do a little workshop so everybody can bring some things.
When is that?
That is Thursday, March 24th at 6 p.m.
How fun.
You can sign up online at the Art Ave, which is theartave.com. You can sign up early. It's $30. We'll have all the supplies. Bring stuff. Bring your dry cleaning receipt. Bring your gum wrapper. Bring the junk at the back of the drawer. And we'll have some
magic.
Fun. Yeah.
And your show opens here.
March 10th.
March 10th is your show. How many pieces can we expect to see?
There are 19 pieces in the show.
I've seen pieces of all sizes. What more or less?
Right. Well, they are kind of all sizes. There are quite a lot of 24 by 36s. There are some big ones. There's a 3 foot by 3 foot piece. There are some small ones that are just a foot by a foot, little jewels to take home. So
there's something for everyone.
There's something for everybody.
So we highly encourage you to check out Rhonda's new work. There will be gold.
There will be gold.
Her show opens at the Art Ave Gallery on March 10th. And if you want to learn all about collaging and mixed media, really, incorporating into your art.
Come to the workshop. We're going to have fun.
Yeah, learn from the master. She really is good. You can check that out March 24th, also March at the 24th. Gallery. And you can check it out online, the Art Ave Gallery.
Yeah, the Art Ave, theartave.com.
There it is. Today, my guest has been painter Rhonda Doré. Congratulations on your show, and I can't wait to see it.
Thank you. I hope to see you.
You will.
Good.